Deuteronomy 18, verse 18. I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Solemn words. I will require it of him. What's particularly before me is not a gospel message, but for us who are saved and have grown up in the assembly. But just before we get there, you've heard the word of the Lord. God hath appointed a day in the which he will judge the world in righteousness by that man whom he hath ordained, whereof he hath given assurance unto all men, and that he hath raised him from among the dead. I will require it of him. We heard last night of Paul at midnight. I would like to look at Paul at midnight again. Acts chapter 20. Verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. And there were many lights in the upper chamber, where they were gathered together. And there sat in a window a certain young man, named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep, and fell down from the third loft, and was taken up dead. And Paul went down, and fell on him, and embracing him, said, Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him. When he therefore was come up again, and had broken bread and eaten, and talked a long while, even till break of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive, and were not a little comforted. It was mentioned by our brother that we've been brought into a place of much privilege. And if you could just think about it, what would it be like to be in the shoes of Eutychus, to hear the Apostle Paul preach? What a Bible reading that would have been, to hear the Apostle Paul preach. And it says there were many lights. Can you imagine that? Were you ever in a Bible study where things were just clicking all over the place? And it was like scriptures were flying all around the place, and it was real. You could feel the Spirit of God, and you knew that you were in the presence of the Lord Jesus. There were many lights. There was divine light. Remember the candlestick in the tabernacle? There was divine illumination, and the scriptures were opened. That's what it was like on that night. There were many lights in that upper chamber, apart from the world, with him before them, and the Apostle Paul was there. What a Bible reading that would have been. And in the face of that all, in the face of it all, what did the younger generation do with all that ministry? They fell asleep. Chuck said earlier today, God's word is like a mirror. And this portion is piercing to my soul because it shows me. If we knew that the Apostle Paul would be here at Winter Youth Conference, or say when you go home, if you knew the Apostle Paul was going to be preaching ministry meeting on Lord's Day, you'd certainly be there, right? What, something's neat going to be opened up. The Apostle Paul's going to share something fantastic. Well, even if he spoke to midnight, right? 6 hours long. We'd stay and hear it all and write down every word he said and then study it, and it would be wonderful. But you know what? We have the Apostle Paul's ministry. And how much of us stay up to midnight to read it? It's very convicting to me. We have his ministry all recorded down. Is there that same zeal to spend time in the Word of God? Another thing, if we knew the Apostle Paul would be at meeting, I'm sure I'd be there to listen to him. Because here's this great man, the Apostle Paul, and wow, he can really expound the Word of God, and I want to learn. But you know what? The Lord Jesus is at meeting too. Because we're two or three are gathered together unto my name, there am I in the midst of him, midst of them. And there's one greater than the Apostle Paul. It's the blessed Lord himself. And that's what draws our hearts to the meeting. Maybe there's only three people where you gather. The Lord is there. And that's all you need. Because the fullness of the Godhead resides in him. But there were many lights in the upper chamber. And they were gathered together. What a wonderful scene it would have been. Fellowship with the brethren. Fellowship, listening to the apostles' doctrine we had before us. And there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus. You know, it says in verse 7, he continued his speech until midnight. In other words, there was darkness outside and all around. But there were many lights inside. So in other words, outside was dark, inside was light. And where did this Eutychus find himself? Right in between them both. Sitting in a window. And I have to ask myself, is that a position I take up and not even conscious of? That in the midst of the ministry of the Apostle Paul, and in the midst of the scene in which we live, I'm not totally into the things that are going on, and I'm kind of like right in between, right in the window, having some ministry from the Apostle Paul on Lord's Day, you know, Wednesday evening, maybe ministry meeting, and then have my hand in the world. There's darkness and there's light. But the Apostle Paul says, remember to the Thessalonians, but ye are all the children of light. Remember he said, we are not of the night. You're not of darkness. It's not our character to be in the darkness. We're light. We are made light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. But sometimes we find ourselves putting ourselves right in between, wanting the things of God and wanting the things of the world. And we'll see in our story, God won't allow that. God won't allow that from me. And I have to realize God's hand will be upon me if I allow that to be so in my life. And the reason is lovely, because he loves me too much. So he sat in a window. Now you know, in a window, that's got to be an uncomfortable spot. I'd rather sit in a seat. How could he fall asleep in a window? Who knows his motives for being in a window? Who knows if it was too hot in the building and he wanted some cool breeze from outside or whatever? But he sat in the window. I couldn't help but think of Samson. Delilah made him sleep on her knees. Now your knees are bony. That's not a comfortable place to sleep. A window's not a comfortable place to sleep. But yet we see two men, they found themselves there. And what was the end result for both? A great fall. Disaster.